Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of books, including the new book, The Words of Eternal Life, which you can get over at Catholic.com or shop.catholic.com. Inviting folks to come back to Mass and come back to the practice of the faith if this last COVID year has interrupted them, but also for all of us to deepen our relationship with Jesus through the celebration of the sacraments. Jimmy, thanks for coming back with us. We got a big hour now ahead of us. A lot to get done this hour.
It's going to be an exciting hour because we are $47,000 away from our overall goal for this drive. Now, of course, we have another $20,000 matching challenge. So if you donate $10, it becomes $20. If you donate $100, it becomes $200. If you donate $1,000, it becomes $2,000. If you donated $10,000, it would become that $20,000.
That's right.
So we've got the matching challenge going, but we're also only $47,000 away from our overall drive goal. That's very exciting. It means we can get there with the support of the listeners, of course.
Yeah.
But because that's less than $1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
You know, there are 60 minutes in the hour. That's less than $1,000. It's still a substantial amount. So we will need people helping at all levels, whether it's smaller levels, recurring donors, one-time donors, donors giving larger amounts, particularly people who could join the President's Club or the Founders Circle. That's just $84 a month, you know, like a family meal at a restaurant for the President's Club. Just 84 a month or 417 a month to join the Founder Circle. So it's up to you what you can do. It's all appreciated. God appreciates it. God loves a cheerful giver, as we heard from St. Paul in the last hour. It was really great having him as a surprise guest last hour.
Isn't he great? Yeah, to stop by like that.
Really comes through for us. But we do need to hear from you. And the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I try to say it nice and slow so that people can hear it. Cy tries to minister to the speed readers in the audience.
I get whipped up. I get excited when we're raising money.
You get excited. We should have something like you got to put a quarter in a jar every time you say it too fast or something.
We might make the 47 grand this hour if I did that.
Watch this.
888-291-8000. There you go. Yeah.
Gold star for Cy.
Thank you.
And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. In fact, you can go there even after we're off the air. This drive actually continues till like next Monday. And so you can continue to go there no matter where you are in the world, 24/7. You can use your computer, your phone, your tablet, whatever you got. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can give safely and securely online.
I'm going to head to the phones, let Jimmy start taking questions because we don't want to take up all of your time asking you for your financial support. I will just say a couple things and we'll go to the phones. Only one caller on the line right now. So every single person here, except for one, is at Catholic Answers, is at their desk ready to take your call. Perfect time to call also because we start this hour with $20,000 in matching funds. So let's use up all that $20,000, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. Either way you go, it goes to the same place. It all gets matched. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000 on the line now for Jimmy. We go to Jason in Virginia listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Jason, I know you've been waiting a long time. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a child who is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeking unnatural conception, like infertility treatment, so that someone can take care of her when, you know, when our lives are over.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to confession today, I confessed my sins, including this one. But I'm not really sorry for the, you know, for the infertility treatment, because in the end, if it's successful, it can help my daughter out and somebody be there to take care of her. So my question is, were my sins really forgiven because I wasn't? And I told the priest that I was really sorry for this one sin. Am I truly forgiven because I'm unrepentant of this one sin? And then if I can have just two follow-up questions about about your book and the charity that's taking place right now later on.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
I just had a follow-up question about your book, whether it's available in audio format, and then about the charity match that's taking place. If someone's like donating $100 every month, and they increase their donation by $5, do you only match the difference or the entire amount?
I've never been asked that question. I don't actually know. And Darren's on the phone at the moment. So
The way it would work, based on my understanding of the arrangement we have with the donor that's providing the challenge. So let's take these in reverse order, building up to the most important one. The way I understand it, based on the arrangement we have with the donor, is that the donor is matching everything that is pledged now. And so if one were to increase by the that's a really good question. I don't know that we've discussed it with the donor in precisely those terms. What I can say is that as long as we make that $20,000 in new pledges this hour, the whole thing will be matched, and we don't get the check until after that's been done. So, we could look into it. This might be a question for our director of development, David Matheson, after the drive.
Yeah, but I don't know.
We haven't had the question before. In terms of my book, is it available in audio format? Currently, The Bible is a Catholic Book is available in an audio format that I read. We're going to be having, my understanding is, we're going to be having A Daily Defense also in audio format that I'm going to read. All of my other books that are available in electronic format, you can get on Kindle and then have your Kindle device or your Kindle app read them to you. So it's not a fully human voice, but the electronic voices are really good these days. I use them every day for text-to-speech from electronic books. So all of them are available one way or another in that fashion. In terms of the first and most important question, the answer can be a little difficult to discern. Fundamentally, now, when we repent of a sin, what we're really doing is turning our will away from it. We're recognizing that that action is sinful. It's not something that I should have done. And by God's grace, I'm going to avoid that in the future. But when we make that choice, and that's what repentance is a choice. When we make that choice, it's natural for us to have feelings of sorrow, but the feelings are not what the repentance itself is. Feelings of sorrow are a natural accompaniment of repentance, but they may or may not be there. We may, even when we turn our will away from a sin, we may still feel really tempted towards that sin, and that temptation may block some or all of the feelings of sorrow. So just because, Jason, you didn't have a feeling of sorrow necessarily about this sin, or just because you feel tempted towards this sin, doesn't mean you didn't really repent. What's sufficient is at the time of the confession, if you say, that's sinful, and I don't want to do that, and by God's grace, I turn my will away from that, and I want his help to avoid it in the future. That's enough for genuine repentance. You've made the choice to try to avoid this sin. You've turned your will away from it, and the absolution will consequently be valid. If you still feel temptation or feel like, oh, in the future I may fall into temptation and I may even submit in the future, that's just a realistic expectation of human behavior. The key thing is, because people do repeatedly fall into temptation, the key thing is saying that's a sin, I don't want to do that, and I want God to help me not to do that.
Jason, thank you. I hope that all of those answers were helpful to you. Jimmy, I think people just wanted to hear the answer to Jason's question because the phone's completely dried up, and we are a long way from reaching our match for this hour, $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're in the last hour of our pledge drive, and we have quite a long way to go. We need your help. 888-291-8000. If you have $5 or $10 that you could pledge, well, the $5 becomes $10, the $10 becomes $20 right now. If you're one of those people who's been especially blessed and you can make a pledge of, say, $1,000 or we've even seen it this in this pledge drive, folks making a $5,000 pledge. If you can do those, it's all going to be matched because we've used hardly any of the $20,000 match this hour. And every line, except for two, are open right now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And intermediate amounts are fine, too. Like we had a $2,500 pledge that came in overnight. So there are a wide range of different amounts. Smaller ones are great. We need all the smaller ones we could get. If we could get all of the money we need to be fully funded from smaller donors, that would be awesome because that would mean benefits going to more people spiritually. Because as we heard in the previous hour, St. Paul says that if you sow to the Spirit by supporting the teaching of God's word, you'll reap eternal life. And if we had 200 people, I mean, frankly, I'd rather have 200 people give us $10 than one person give us $2,000. Because what that means is the 200 people will be blessed and receive additional quantities of eternal life in heaven. I'd love even better for to have one person give us $2,000 and 200 people give us $10, because that way there are 201 people being blessed.
Amen.
But the key thing is to get in and participate in some way. You receive benefit from the program. That's why you listen to it. That's why you may have shared it with family and friends. You may even listen to it as a family together. Some people do that. But because you benefit from it, please do help us keep it going and help us get to that fully funded position. We do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And let's not forget our international friends. Over the last several days, we've had people from other countries saying how much value they see in the program and they want to support it, even though they're in very distant parts of the world. People who are listening to us overseas, either live or via the podcast or on YouTube after the fact, however you're listening, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. If you could help us use up this $20,000 dollar for dollar match, any amount would be much appreciated right now. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, the place you can go on the internet. Very much appreciated because we're now in the last, about 46 minutes of this pledge drive. And we have, I'll have to report to you in a few minutes what we have to go, but I think it's going to have to be about $1,000 a minute. That's a lot to raise. It can be done, but we're about $1,000 a minute is what we need to raise. And a lot of those minutes, we're just going to be taking calls and answering questions. And when Jimmy says these blessings flow to you for giving from the miracle of God's grace, those blessings also flow out to the world. Many people, as Jimmy has said many times, that you won't meet in this life, but you'll meet them in the next, who heard what they needed to hear today to turn to Christ, to turn away from horrible things in many cases, and turn towards the joy of life with Christ, life as a member of His church. That's the how that blessing goes on and on and on. 888-291-8000, the number, or you can go on safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Got a lot of a match to use up, but we don't want to stop answering questions. So let's go to Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, where Xavian is listening or watching on YouTube. Xavian, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering how Catholics should fast during Lent, whether that's like simply eating less or one meal a day or whatever it is.
So the discipline of fasting varies depending on which rite of the Catholic Church you belong to, whether you're a member of the Latin Church, which is most Catholics globally, especially here in the West, or whether you're a member of a different rite like the Maronite rite, the Chaldean rite, the Melkite rite, and so forth. So each rite has its own discipline for how fasting works. In the Latin rite, it also varies depending on what country you're in, because even though there are general rules that pertain to the whole of the Latin rite, each conference of bishops in a given country can modify those to suit the people in that country and the kind of life they live. The general rule, now I'm not familiar with what the Canadian bishops may have done, but you could check with your parish or your go to the website for the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops, and they might have guidance there. What I can tell you is the general rules and how they're implemented here in the United States. Basically, the general rule is on days of fasting, and there are only two of those, that's Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. On those days, Catholics are allowed to eat one full meal, and they are allowed to eat two smaller quantities of food. Now, sometimes you'll hear people saying, and those two quantities should not add up to a second full meal, but that's not what the law says. The law does not encourage scrupulosity. I mean, meals vary widely in size every day. It's not like every meal has exactly the same quantity of food in it. So the church is not encouraging scrupulosity about trying to figure out exactly how much food adds up to a second meal. The rule is one full meal and two smaller quantities of food. So it's a very light form of fasting. Now, if you want to do more than that, you can. Personally, myself, I fast every day anyway. I do one meal a day fasting. And so I only eat one meal a day anyway. And when it comes to Lent for me, I try to eat less of a meal and less fancy one. That's something else that also applies to these days is their days of abstinence, which means no meat. You can still have fish and eggs and cheese and things like that, but no meat. So that's a basic general sketch of how these days work. But as I said, check with your local parish or your local bishops' conference website for the details that apply in Canada.
Thank you, Xavier. I hope that that was helpful to you. 888-291-8000, the number here where you can make your pledge. Lines have filled up considerably, but folks, they are processing through very quickly, so the lines keep opening up. I'm sure that if you haven't been able to get through, because lots of folks, there's lines opening up now. You can get through. Let me just put it that way. You can get through. 888-291-8000. But you can always just go yourself to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and put in the amount that you would like to pledge. We are into the last moments now of our February pledge drive with quite a long way to go. We still have money to use up on that $20,000 match, but lots of hope of good things ahead if everyone will just do their, respond perhaps to that voice within you that says, I should maybe help out a little bit. If you have that voice and you got a few bucks, 888-291-8000 is the number to call.
And it's an exciting time because we're only $34,000 away from our overall drive goal.
Oh, really?
And so so we've got more than we got about 40 minutes left. So we're still in a good position. It's not $1,000 a minute at this point, but if people are generous and respond to the message that we've been giving, then we'll get there. Now, Cy, you mentioned earlier about the good that we're doing, the spiritual good that reaches lots of different people. And that happens at Catholic Answers both on the air and off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier in this hour, we had a very sensitive question from a gentleman who was concerned about, are his sins forgiven or not? Has he repented in the right way or not? Now, of course, I can't judge his heart, but what I can do is provide the principles that he needs in order to discern that. And that's just one illustration of the kinds of very sensitive things and the very serious way we're trying to help people. We're not trying to be rigorous and harsh on people. We're not trying to be lax and go easy on people. We're trying to be straight with people about very serious issues that affect their eternal destiny. And that's just one example of that. You mentioned also some of the other types of sensitive issues that we get into on the air. But because we keep this a family program, there are even more sensitive issues that we handle off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you about some of the emails I get and the problems I help people with, except I can't. So we really are trying to do serious spiritual work in a professional, Christ-like way that shares the truth with people in an unvarnished and loving way. And that's what you're supporting when you support Catholic Answers Live and all of the work at Catholic Answers. The number to call to do that is 888- 291-8000. Once again, it's 888 888- 800-291-8000. We got a couple of lines open, and you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Thank you so much for the calls at 888-291-8000. And for those who are going over to CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make their pledge, we're still working on a match. We've got thousands left on the match. So you can still, whatever your pledge amount is, you can get it matched dollar for dollar. But I'm going to just keep going back to the phones, because if you keep calling, I'll just keep going to the phones and letting Jimmy answer questions. We go now to Jim in Atlanta, Georgia, listening to EWTN Channel 130 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Jim, go ahead with your question for Jimmy. Hi, Jim. Are you there with us?
Is this Jim? I'm Jim from Boston area. Could that be the Jim that you're looking for?
Oh, we have two on. Yes. Okay. So that yes, Jim from the Boston area. I'm glad to have you. I apologize. We have several Jims. Go ahead.
Not a problem. First of all, thank you for your program. I definitely will be donating right after this call.
Oh, and, thank you.
Again,
awesome.
You guys are great. My question to Jimmy is this. If a person, as a devout Catholic, I'm well aware that mortal sin has to be confessed. And if I am also aware that from like 1 Corinthians 2:9, you know, we build up riches in heaven and that those are gifts from God. My question is, if a person commits a mortal sin and then they commit, and then they actually go to confession and they have proper repentance, does the person lose all the gifts that they gained up until that point and then they're stuck from a clean slate?
Oh.
Or do all of those gifts get brought back? Or is that a dumb question?
That's definitely not a dumb question.
No, the standard theological opinion. Now, this is not church teaching. As far as I'm aware, the church doesn't have a specific teaching on this. But the standard theological opinion is that all of the rewards that you would get based on the things you've done to serve God come back when you repent. And the rationale for that, the understanding of why that would be the case, is when you commit a mortal sin, what you're doing is you're turning your will away from God, and so he's no longer your destination, and thus you're turning your will away from all of those things that you did in a state of grace that God will reward. Because you said, I don't want God and his rewards after all. But when you repent, you turn your will back to God and you reaffirm all of the good things that you did previous to your fall into sin. And so you're saying, no, I do want God and the rewards, and I'm glad I did all that service for him in the past. And so the rewards are restored.
James in Boston, thanks very much. I got all my Jims and Jimmy crossed up, but we'll get to all the Jims are going to get to ask their question. James, I hope that was helpful. Thank you for your very kind words and your generous offer to call and donate once the call was done. I appreciate that, because we are been a little bit of a struggle here to get fully funded in the next 35 minutes. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match on right now. A generous donor has said, I will match every pledge, every gift up to $20,000 this hour. We'd like to use every dollar of that. If you have $5 and you can make a pledge, it becomes $10 for us. If you have $25, it becomes $50 for us. Maybe if you've got $500, it becomes $1,000 for us. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And this is another great time to call or go online, because we're heading into our hard break at the bottom of the hour, which for the younger folks means on an analog clock where the hands point to the bottom. And so we're not going to be able to take any calls for a few more minutes. That makes this a wonderful time to go to the phone and call. We have four lines open right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Also, you can go during the break to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online there from anywhere in the world. And we'd love to be able to report people from other countries joining in, because we know you're there, we know you enjoy the program, and we'd love to hear from you. Once again, 888-291-8000 and CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We currently are $30,000 away. from our overall drive goal, and we've got 35 minutes to get there. So this is an exciting time. We can do it with your help.
We'd love to send you the gifts too. Remember the two books. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we'll send you Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. And we'll also send you St. Joseph and His World, a perfect book for this year of St. Joseph. If you can do $45 a month or more, we'll add in Tim Staples' course from the School of Apologetics, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. And if you're one of those folks who can do $84 a month, you also become a member of our President's Club. Ask when you call what the benefits are of the President's Club. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. It's a groovy Thursday. There's some groovy music. I'll tell you what, Nick, if we make the 200,000 by the end of the hour, how about you play that again tomorrow when Jimmy's on for Weird Questions with Jimmy Akin tomorrow? But is a deal? Really? I got another deal for you. And Jimmy, a gentleman called who has the same name as our boss, Darren Delosier, but a gentleman named Darren called and he said, hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. Anybody who donates any amount, I'll add $10 to it from now to the end of the show. So we've kept a record of how many callers, 586, Nick. And so anybody who calls, you're just going to get in addition to getting your pledge doubled because of the match that we have on, Darren, who was kind enough to call just now and talk to our Darren, will add $10 on. So if you can make a $10 pledge right now, it's going to be $30 to us. 888-291-8000. 888-2, because it gets doubled, Nick. And then you get do you get the math? I thought that was very impressive of me to do that math. 888-291-8000.
And it's also a great incentive for people who may not be able to make some of those, some of the larger donations to call in and help out, because it's an incentive, it's an encouragement for an even broader base of support that means more people being rewarded spiritually.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As we come into we're going back to the phones. We're going to answer a bunch more questions. But as we come into the last half hour now of our pledge drive, often you may call and the phone lines will start to fill up. You might have to wait a minute. If you are one of those people who can do it on a computer or on your phone at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, that's a great help to us too in this last hour. So anybody who pledges now, we have the $20,000 match still on, dollar for dollar match, and Darren is adding 10 bucks to anybody's pledge over the next half hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, right back to the phones for you. No rest for, okay, for the weary. We go now to Tampa, Florida, watching on YouTube Live. Philip in Tampa, you're up next. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello, you guys. Hi, thanks Philip. A lot for everything you do. I listen to your shows, even the ones that are years old, so you're getting a lot of wear out of me.
Hey, good.
I'm getting a lot of wear out of you.
Well, thanks, Philip.
You bet. My question's a simple one, hopefully. But listen, we can't let my wife know that I called you because she thinks I know everything.
Oh, we
won't tell.
It won't go past here.
Yeah, thank you. I knew I could trust you. You mentioned earlier in the show tonight about something. You quoted two parts of Scripture regarding the giving and receiving, and we looked at each other and said, that almost sounds like a pretext for the prosperity gospel that's so alive right now with the TV evangelists. Yeah. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So the prosperity gospel, for people who may not be familiar with it, is a movement in Protestant Christianity and especially in charismatic Pentecostal Protestant Christianity. And it takes different forms, but the basic idea is, according to people, and there are variations on this, but in general, according to people who preach the prosperity gospel, if you do things like giving to support spiritual causes, God will cause you to become prosperous. And the way they cash that out is with promises of financial success and healing and things like that. So you'll be prosperous in your wealth and in your health, and it's often called the health and wealth gospel. Now, the problem is they are taking some principles that are true. God says in it repeatedly in his word that if you serve him by doing good things, he will reward you. He will reward every man according to his works. He also says specifically that, like in the two passages from St. Paul, that if you support the preaching of his word by giving, and if you give to spiritual causes, that he will bless you eternally. He even goes a little bit further than that. One of the things that he discusses in 1 Corinthians 9 is that God is able to supply all of your material needs, and the implication is that if you donate generously, God will help supply your material needs to make sure you have enough. Now, he does not promise that that you will become wealthy. And that is part of the problem with the health and wealth gospel, is they want to say that unlimited wealth is available to any Christian, and if you're not a millionaire, you just don't have enough faith. That is not at all what St. Paul is saying. That is a distortion of biblical teaching. And that's why when we fundraise here on the air, we don't want to let the health and wealth people scare us away from talking about the biblical principles that are there. So I'm very glad you asked the question because it gives me a chance to clarify this. Some people aren't comfortable talking about these principles, but they're really there in St. Paul. And I want to be honest and straight with the listeners. I don't want to exaggerate what St. Paul is saying. I don't want to minimize what St. Paul is saying. I want to preach the truth so that the listeners will understand that these principles are there and that God really does promise an eternal reward for their generosity. Now, Paul also mentions that God can help you out in this world. I tend not to focus on that part because this world operates in a different way. God's will is not always done here on earth the way it is in heaven. And so I can't look at these passages and say there's a guarantee of material prosperity in this life in these passages, although there are reasons to be hopeful for material prosperity in these passages, to have enough, not to become rich, but to have enough. But what I do know is that God's will is done frictionlessly and flawlessly in heaven. And that means there aren't going to be any barriers. If you're a cheerful giver and God loves you and wants to reward you with an extra share of eternal life in heaven, there's nothing in heaven stopping that. So I'm very confident that the principle applies flawlessly in heaven. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to clarify that. As always on Catholic Answers Live, we want to give people the truth in a balanced, unvarnished way that will let them lead their lives better and get to heaven and have a bigger reward in heaven. That's the goal of what we do. So please apply the principles we've talked about without exaggerating or minimizing them. Give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see we have 9 lines open right now. So there are quite a few Catholic Answers employees who are here just waiting to take your call. And we are currently $22,000 away from our overall drive goal. And we can make that. This is exciting. We can especially make it if we have some larger donations. But if it's smaller donations, that's great too. That means we're helping even more people build up those treasures in heaven that Jesus talked about.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're at a rate of needing about $1,000 a minute to be fully funded. That can be done. We need your help, though. 888-291-8000. Nick, you want to play a game with me? Here we go. A gentleman named Kevin donated from Castle Blaney. What country is he in? Castle Blaney. Kevin, what country? It's not Mexico, no, Nick. It's Ireland. Kevin,
I want us to get a donation from someone from Gallifrey. I think that's in Ireland too.
Gallifrey is in Ireland? All right. Okay. But Kevin, thank you very much. Appreciate that call from Ireland or probably went to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thanks so much to everyone who has been supporting us. You notice that we've been able to take a lot of calls this hour. We haven't had to just talk with you about fundraising the whole hour because many people have kept the lines full. The lines are not full right now. I just want to be honest with you about that. And we've got about $22,000 to go to be fully funded. 888-291-8000. Sorry, Jimmy.
and no problem. And that's an illustration of how we really do. We try to keep the fundraising to a minimum. You know, we only do this 3 days. We only do fundraising every 3 months. And even then, we only do it for 3 days during the week and only for 2 hours and only for part of those 2 hours. We still answer questions on those days. A lot of fundraising drives, you know, for one reason or another, then they may need to. They just do solid fundraising for an hour or more.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to do as much as we can to answer your questions. We try to minimize the amount of fundraising, but we do need to get to that fully funded position, and you're the key to making that happen. The number to call is 888-291-8000. And you know, Cy, we have donors who aren't even Catholic. We've had people contact us here during the radio drive saying, I'm a Protestant or I'm not a Catholic, but I see the value in what you're doing and I want to support it. So if you're one of our Catholic donors, think about how some of our non-Catholic friends see enough value in the show to support it, despite the fact they're not Catholic, and think about what that might speak to your heart in terms of what you'd like to do.
888-291-8000. I am going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer some questions, but I got to let you know right now, the phones are, there's quite a few lines open. As a matter of fact, enough to make me a little bit nervous because we have a good distance to go. We're still more than $20,000 away from our target and just about 20 minutes left in the hour. 888-291-8000. If I may, in order to be fully funded, I think we are going to need some of those folks who can do those larger donations. We're going to need everybody, but I'm seeing a good number of smaller donations coming in right now, and I think we are going to need a few of those $1,000 donations to make it. Maybe you could do two even $3,000 or more. I know that some people are blessed in that way and they have those funds. Probably not a lot of us, but there are some, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to ask you for your help, because I can tell you the money is well spent. We put the money into producing the best programming that we can, and we just get it out there at a very inexpensive rate. There's nobody else in media doing as much as we are on all the different platforms that we're doing it on for the cost that we're doing it. And I feel perfectly confident about that. So if you could help us now, especially, I will make an appeal to those who can make that $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 donation right now. We need your help. I'm going to go back to the phone lines, but here's how you can help. 888-291-8000. All right, Nick says slow down. 888-291-8000. On the other hand, Nick thought Castle Blaney was in Mexico. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jim in Atlanta, I have kept you waiting so long because I messed up before. Jim is listening on EWTN Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Are you there with us, Jim?
This Jim, yes, he is.
Okay, Jim, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for taking my call. I have a two-part question for you for Ezekiel 43 and Ezekiel 44. Ezekiel 43 talks about the third temple and animal sacrifices returning. I'm wondering how that applies to the church and to Christ. And then the second part is Ezekiel 44 in relation, how does that apply to the Virgin Mary?
Okay, so these are part of the book of Ezekiel, where Ezekiel is receiving visions of a glorified future for Israel after the Babylonian exile. And there have been different approaches taken to how these passages should be interpreted. Some say, okay, and this is particularly common in the Protestant community in a school known as dispensationalism. This is by no means all Protestants, but there's a school within Protestantism known as dispensationalism that says all of this should be taken very literally, that there will be a future age in which the temple is restored after the second coming, and that during this age there will be animal sacrifices performed in Jerusalem that point back to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the same way the animal sacrifices before his time pointed forward. This is problematic, though, because the evidence we have indicates that when Christ comes back, he's going to inaugurate the eternal order that we read about at the end of the book of Revelation. And one of the things that the book of Revelation makes clear is that the heavenly city, New Jerusalem, will not include a temple, that Jesus himself is its equivalent of a temple. And so most Christians, including historically most Protestants, have understood this section of Ezekiel as being spiritually fulfilled in the church. Now, that's a fascinating study. It's one that is ongoing for me, but most Christians have understood this historically as applying not to an earthly temple after the coming of the Messiah, but as something that's spiritually fulfilled in the Christian community of the church, because the church is compared to a temple. You know, St. Paul does that, for example, in 1 Corinthians 3. And so that's one way of reading it. It's the most common way of reading it historically. In terms of Ezekiel 44, we have a prophecy about a particular gate in Jerusalem that no one but the Lord God is allowed to enter through. And because Jesus is God and he entered the world through Mary, some people have said that this is a prophetic type of Mary, that it refers on a symbolic level to her. That may be the case. I certainly wouldn't exclude that. I would have a question of, is that the primary literal fulfillment of this, that or should it have a different interpretation? But I certainly wouldn't exclude Mary from the overall spiritual meaning of the text.
Jim, I'm glad we waited, or you waited, and we were able to get you on. Thank you so much. Appreciate your patience. I'm sorry we had to keep you waiting so long. Thanks for all who are stepping up. There are a few lines open right now. And again, we've been able to answer a lot of questions, or Jimmy's been able to answer a lot of questions because folks have kept the lines full. It's Jimmy, it's fascinating.
And Jimmy keeps his answers as short as reasonable.
that's true, too. The you know, about 20 minutes ago, we said we got to do $1,000 a minute in order to be mm-hmm. fully funded. And that's exactly the pace we've been on. And we still need
awesome.
$1,000 for the next 15 minutes, $1,000 a minute each minute. And we're there. So thanks to everybody who has kept us on that pace. It's actually quite remarkable to see as you watch it happening here in the studio. Remarkable. And I have to say, very gratifying. Thank you so much. For the
exciting.
Support. It's exciting. Yeah, we can do this. $15,000 to go. 888-291-8000. There are lines open. However, I'm sure that the lines will become quite busy here in the last 15 minutes. So if you're able and you can do it on your phone or computer at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, please go there. It all goes to the same place. It all goes to the same goal. It's added up the same way. So the either way is just fine for us. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, think I should go over the gifts again one more time?
Sure.
All right, because as Jimmy and I have both said quite a few times, it's the monthly recurring gifts that make it possible for us to do planning and to kind of have a base that we know we're working from. So we do encourage that. If you could pledge $18 a month or more, we have two wonderful books for you. St. Joseph and His World, a book that I really have enjoyed reading. I haven't finished it yet, but Mike Aquilina's book on St. Joseph and His World. Look at that.
I want to say a word about that because now I haven't read this book yet, but I am aware of the material that he covers. And there is a lot that we have learned about the ancient world in St. Joseph's time, what it was like to live as a Jewish carpenter in first century Palestine. Also, you know, we have this flight to Egypt where he takes the family over to Egypt to flee Herod, who is killing the innocents. And we know about Jewish communities that were in Egypt. Sometimes they had a very colorful history. Ask me sometime, I'll tell you about Alexander the Alabarch. There's some really fascinating stuff about the experience of Jews in Egypt, including the extra temple that they had outside Jerusalem. So there's a lot of fascinating stuff there. Also, there have been archaeological discoveries in Nazareth itself, including the home of the Holy Family. So this book is something that should be very fascinating.
And a perfect book for the year of St. Joseph as well. So we'll send you both of those books, St. Joseph and His World and Behold This Heart, St. Francis de Sales and Devotion to the Sacred Heart. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more right now, $18 a month or more, if you can do $45 a month or more, we'll give you those two books, but we'll also send you our own from our own School of Apologetics from Tim Staples, his entire course with the DVDs, all 54 videos, Evidence for the Church, Understanding the Church in Scripture. We'll send you that if you can make a pledge of $45 a month or more. And if you are among those blessed who can make an $84 a month or more pledge, you'll also, in addition to those things, you will become a member of our President's Club. You'll get a free year of the magazine. You can have anything we publish over the course of the next year for free. Just ask for it and they send it to you. 888-291-8000. The lines are light right now, actually. We need folks to call 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A long way to go. 11 minutes left. I haven't checked the numbers, but we've been on pace for $1,000 a minute, and we can make it if we keep up that pace. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Lucas in New York watching on YouTube is next. Lucas, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, so first, I just want to say thank you for taking my call. Second, I'm a huge fan of Catholic Answers. I have several books by Jimmy, and it's really been helpful as a young Catholic to have all these sources to learn.
Great.
So as I've been learning, I still have a question about like the organization of heaven and what it consists of.
Okay, so we don't know the details of how heaven is organized. Now, it obviously includes humans. And of course, you have God at the top, but then it obviously includes humans who go to heaven, and it also includes the good angels who chose to remain in heaven. In terms of angels, we know that they are ranked differently. We know that because the term archangel is used in Scripture to refer to higher ranking angels. Arche is a Greek word. It can mean beginning, but it also means chief. And that's what it means in this case. Archangelos, angelos, means a high ranking or chief angel. Now, there have been speculations about how the different choirs of angels are organized, like seraphim and cherubim and powers and dominions and things like that. And different theologians have speculated about how they may be ranked, but we don't really know. As John Paul II pointed out, the church hasn't ever definitively said, okay, this is the right way to organize the choirs. And there may be choirs we don't even know about. We only know what God has told us about the angels. In terms of humans, we're told that that humans will be rewarded according to their works, and presumably the more you've served God by His grace, the more good works you've done by the power of His grace, the higher up you'll be in heaven in some way. But we don't know precisely how to cash that out. The Virgin Mary, of course, as an immaculate human being who did nothing but good works, she's going to be at the top of the humans. Beyond that, who knows? I mean, if God's created intelligent beings on other planets, some of them may be in heaven too, and we'll just have to wait and find out if there are any of those and how they might fit into the overall picture.
Hey, Lucas, thanks. I appreciate your call and your question. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's open forum, and we are in the last moments now of our February pledge drive. Thus far, things have gone very well. You've been very generous. We still continue to need some of those larger donations to kind of seal the deal, to close the deal as we head into the top of this hour. By the way, if you're listening later via podcast, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And your donation will go directly to this pledge drive. Right now, you can call 888-291-8000.
And there are Catholic Answers employees standing by. We've got 8 lines open right now. They would love to hear from you, and this is a wonderful time to call. We're so close to the end of the hour now, we're not going to be able to take more calls this hour. But we've got more programming for you, more calls to take tomorrow. We're not going to be fundraising. In the second hour tomorrow, we're going to be doing weird questions as a fun post-fundraising break. So you'll hear some really interesting stuff in that hour. But right now, we need to hear from you. We've still got those 9 lines open. The number to call is 888-291-8000. It's just dropped to 8 lines open. So thank you. As Cy said, you can, if you're listening after the show, or you can just go after the show to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Also, the people that we have on the phones right now are going to be standing by until the phones stop ringing. So if you are waiting till the end of the show or not able to get to the phone before the end of the show, they're going to stay there until you're able to get there, until the phones stop ringing. So don't worry about that. It's not like the phones shut off magically at 5 o'clock Pacific time. So you will be able to get through. Or if you're listening later, or if it's a bit later on, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember the principles that we talked about in this show from St. Paul. St. Paul reminds us in multiple passages that God loves a cheerful giver and that He will reward people who give to support the preaching of His word with eternal life in heaven. So you'll get an extra share of eternal life. That's what Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount when He talks about lay up treasure for yourself in heaven rather than on earth. That's where it's important to have it. That's where you'll be able to enjoy it forever. It's much more valuable to have treasure in heaven than treasure on earth. And so you have both Jesus and Paul communicating the same fundamental message here. It's one that you want to take to heart. We'd love to hear from you. We still have some lines open, but we can get to that goal with your help.
I'd love to report back tomorrow that we made it. I have to say things slowed down here in the last few moments. So if you are one of those folks who can make a larger donation, maybe $500, maybe $1,000, maybe you could do $2,500 or even $5,000, you'd go a long way to helping us get there. We are still several thousand dollars away, well, more than $8,000 away from making our goal. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think we can do it, but we're going to need your help. If you can call now, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.